Welcome to the Trill NBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose Anuha, aka the Trillest NBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Hey. Now, this is going to come out on Sunday, but as I'm recording it, it is February 1st, also known as Black History Month. Yeah. Happy Black History Month, y'all. So excited. 2019, we made it, and we're not back in slavery. We're doing good. So today, I want to talk with y'all about something that I think is so important. And it's something that we aren't talking about because, clutch my pearls. We probably shouldn't say this like this. Felicia, let me tell y'all something. What we need to stop doing in 2019 is we need to stop doing the black shit at work. Yeah, I said it. Stop doing the black shit. And we're going to talk about this today. And we're also going to talk about how you should let go of the responsibility of driving your company's diversity and inclusion initiatives. Because guess what, boo? That ain't really your job. That's on them. They need to get their shit together. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Now, Felicia, why are we talking about this? So y'all know I done heard some stories recently and I'm a little perturbed. And so what better day than the first day of Black History Month to make this conclusion that we collectively as Black people in corporate America need to stop being in charge of, leading, driving, managing the Black shit at work. Okay, what do I mean by the Black shit at work? Now, this is how I'm defining this. The black shit at work is the work stream in your departments that push the company's diversity and inclusion initiatives. Now, I'm not saying don't join your company's employee resource group. You know, we got to stick together. However, what I am saying is, you know how they send you to the diversity conferences to be a representative and stand there and try to recruit and retain more people that look like you, but yet treating you shitty all the while. And so you got to put up a front and be like, yes, this company is just so amazing. Like, you should come work here. The translation is, please, please come work. I'm the only one. Help me get out the sunken place. Y'all know I ain't lying. That's why it's funny, because it's true. I want to tell y'all a story. And at the time, I was pissed. Ooh, I was hot. I was like, you motherfuckers. But now when I think about this, I'm like, y'all niggas got a point. So when it hit, here it go. I can't say what company it was, but let's just say I have always been very adamantly and vocally involved in all the black shit because I care about building diversity and inclusion in the places I work. So I know you feel me, right? So picture it, a meeting. Let's just call it a meeting of the blacks who were doing the black shit. And so we had some new blacks come to this meeting, but they were senior. And they came to the meeting and we're like, yeah, you know, we care about this and we're trying to get this. And we think we got, you know, the leader of the department on our side. And so, yeah, we real excited because we gonna meet with them. And we're going to try to push this and bring all these people along. And it's going to be great. And the great thing is we get to do it and put it on our end of year review because we move the needle in the organization. Ah, so happy. So excited. But like a bucket of ice water poured on top of your head during the polar vortex outside, here come these Negroes.
Well, you know, that's all great and all, but, you know, y'all really need to find something else to do to put on your end of year review because this stuff don't really count. What? What you mean this don't count? I'm over here busting my ass. This is like a whole nother like job. So I work on my job during the day and then I go get some dinner and then I work on this shit. And you gonna tell me I need to do something else? And they're like, yeah, like you should join one of these other committees that drives company culture. Like there's this committee that focuses on bringing more fun into the culture. And so you should join that and like, you know, pass out popsicles when they pass out popsicles at the marketing department meeting. Excuse me? So you mean to tell me that I will get further in this organization, in my career here, if I pass out some goddamn popsicles at the next department meeting? Yeah. Yeah. That's what that is. Because the organization you work for, they only do this for show, and they don't really give a goddamn rat's ass fuck about diversity and inclusion or whether they retain your black asses or not. Yeah. So you'd get further in the organization if you go play nice with other people a lot more, which means passing out some goddamn popsicles. Now, look here, let me tell you something. I never had passed out popsicles. I didn't pass out popsicles there, and I'd be goddamn if I passed out some goddamn popsicles anywhere else. Because passing out popsicles, first of all, ain't fun for me, but second of all, isn't moving the needle. And the leaky bucket in retention is not being clogged or closed. So you bring one person of color in, but three people of color leave. You bring one more person of color in, and then four more people of color leave. And then you want to be all, oh my goodness, this is a problem. Like, guys, like, what do you think we should do? I mean, I just, you know, we have all these tools and all these, you know, programs. Like, what's the solution, guys? And that's when you want to say, bitch, you the problem. So you find the solution. Now, we all know we can't say that like that. Yeah, not professional. But honestly, you guys, aren't you tired? Like, not only do we have to deal with the emotional tax and the emotional burden of being in these organizations that low-key, they could take us or leave us, but then to make them look good and to further their fake agendas for appearance sake, they want us to do all this work. They want us to go to conferences and still do our work and recruit and spend time going through resumes and talking to all these people and, you know, mentoring the interns and making sure they're having a good experience and all this BS. But what? Because at the end of the day, you don't give a fuck about me. You don't give a fuck about us. So why am I putting my energy into helping you not care about us? Now, I say all that to say, though, there are times that you should spend the energy. There are organizations that you should care. But let's talk about when you should and should not engage in the black shit at work. All right. It's very simple, y'all. You just have to take a little time and pay attention. So before you get excited and like, oh my God, they have all these diversity. I want to help. Because that's our natural MO, right? Like we want to help. We want to bring more people. We want to get, you know, the best and the brightest, black excellence, black girl magic, black boy joy up in these spaces with us. Yes. But not every company deserves you to do that. It's like dating, y'all. This whole thing is like dating. If you're dealing with a fuckboy organization, then you need to pump your brakes. You need to watch and observe. You need to pay attention. You need to see if the organization's words and action and results match. And so
if they're running around year after year, going to the same conferences, trying to recruit the same type of people, sending the same people, doing the same thing over and over again, why are you going to help? If people who bring innovation and ideas to make the diversity and inclusion work streams better and they don't get recognition for it, why should you help? Because if they didn't get recognition for it, you damn sure ain't going to get recognition for it. And in a world where visibility is king and the black shit doesn't help you get that currency of visibility, shit, come on, y'all, this easy. But let's talk about when you should clearly help the organization. And it takes a minute. You got to sit back. You got to observe. You got to have some key water cooler conversations. And you've got to really understand the following. And you got to see it. And this is how you'll know if an organization is worthy of your time, energy, and talent. There are four critical levers that organizations should be focusing on to make progress in the D&I space and in their culture. So number one, leadership should regularly review talent pipelines and monitor attrition and promotion rates for diverse talent. So let's say they got a group of y'all to come together and do the black shit. If HR isn't coming to you or a senior leader isn't coming to you saying, hey, let's look at how well we're doing. Hey, this is where we are. We need to be watching this. Okay, we're going to watch this. Here's the plan to watch it. We're going to fight for it. We're going to fight to move the needle. And it should be the non-people of color that are the loudest about this. And the leadership, yeah, them white men that feel threatened by these D&I initiatives, they should actually be allies, like very visible allies. If they're not, sit your black ass down. Let them figure this shit out. Collect your check. The second lever is that the organization should aim to attract talent with a focused strategy that targets diverse populations. So, you know, you're learning about the organization, you look around, and if senior leaders never lay out like, hey, you guys, D&I is a focus, and here is our strategy, and here are the things we're going to do to make sure that we have diverse populations, and here's how we're going to target them. You know, they're real quick to find the multicultural consumer when they want us to buy some shit. And they should be just as quick to be looking for the multicultural talent. Okay? Okay. The third lever you should see is that diversity and inclusion initiatives should be clearly stated in the global business strategy. A simple question you can ask your boss before you get involved with the work shit. Because, you know, somebody outside of your boss, they tap you and they're like, you know, we have this committee and this group and this work stream, and we would love for you to help us and join us. That would be awesome. And your response should be, oh, okay, well, let me talk with my boss and make sure that I can fit that into my current priorities, because we have like a lot going on right now, as you do too, of course, but I just want to make sure that we're focused on the very first priority. That's how you push them to the side until you figure out from your boss, or even you have a skip meeting and you talk with your boss's boss and say, hey, can you share with me like the big picture overall strategy for the business? Like, you know, where is this big machine really working to go? You can also, if you don't feel like talking about it or looking these fools in the face, you can also go to like the 10K or the financial document, go to the website. If diversity and inclusion is not like a whole page of here's how we care and here's why it's important to us and all this shit and those fancy automated PDF documents that you can download, if you don't see nothing about diversity and inclusion, don't do the black shit at work. Do your work. Beast that out. Go pass out some popsicles. And the fourth and last measure that should be transparent, you should easily be able to get to it, is the results, basically. You should be able to see, well, what are the results? How are they measured? What achievements are rewarded? So you should see senior leaders saying, hey, we got this diversity and inclusion award and we worked hard for it and we're going to continue down this path. Like actions, words, results, all that shit matches. And so if you have those four things, you have leadership focused on this with numbers behind it, there's a strategy, the big top dogs in the organization are clearly focused on it. It's driven down into the organization, but not on a surface level. Like, people are serious and they show up. Senior leaders go to recruiting events and they spend time and they not just show their face, but they're highly engaged. Then maybe you might wanna help them with the black shit at work. But I'm gonna tell y'all, for real, a lot of times we just wasting our energy. And so what we got to do is we got to manage our energy. Okay, sis? Like, there's already too many burdens just being in these spaces that are low-key and sometimes high-key, hostile to us. And so we really got to pay attention to where we spend our time. And the thing that you need to focus on before you try to help the organization drive their D&I shit is, are you getting the critical skills and experiences that you came there to get? Focus on that first. Make sure you understand this culture. And before you get pigeonholed into doing the black shit, make sure you get yours first. Remember, it's just like dating. All right, y'all. Have a wonderful Black History Month. Have a blessed week. Happy Sunday. I love you guys. And as always, if you need some help or advice about a specific situation that you got going on at work, go to trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a free 30-minute consultation with me to strategize and walk through your specific work situation. In addition to that, you can always email me. I love getting emails from you guys. And in fact, I'm going to start doing listener letters because a lot of times we're going through the same shit. You are not alone. Email me. Don't be alone. Email me. Hit me up, trillmba.com. You email me at ask@trillmba.com. I'm happy to either answer your question or connect you to the right person if I don't know the answer myself. So again, that's trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a free 30-minute consultation with me, or you can always email me at ask@trillmba.com and submit a question, concern, if you got an idea for a show you want me to do, if you want to come on the show and you got something worthy to say to the people, come on, email me, let me know. So until next time, you guys, keep it blackety black, black, black. Black History Month. Go watch Black Panther again and keep it trill. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia Ann Rose Anuha. Music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.